To say over two ha'aris from Eli Baruch on the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, etc. She Msuba b'nei Brak, and the other Talmidim came and said, Rabbi Seinu, Higiyas man shachris, and you have to stop the Haggadah. Two cute, nice ha'aris. So first, Rabbi Baruch points out that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. And we know Rabbi Eliezer lived in Lud. Ach Rabbi Eliezer l'Lud. So, and Rabbi Akiva was from Bnei Brak. So the question is, why is the Seder being held in the Talmud's place? The Seder should have been by the Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer, and all of the Talmidim, including Rabbi Akiva, should have attended Rabbi Eliezer's Seder in Lud. Why is the Seder being held in Rabbi Akiva's place in Bnei Brak? What's pshat? So Rabbi Eli Baruch says like this. We know that all of those Tanaim lived, Mamash was talking about this, Bizman Chorban Abayis. So for me and you, we have absolutely no problem with the Seder. The way we eat matzah is the way you're supposed to eat matzah. The way we eat marah is the way you're supposed to eat marah. The way we eat karach is the way you're supposed to eat karach. We think our Seder is mamish perfect. We know deep down that this is not really how it should be. Really, we should be in Yerushalayim. Erev Pesach, the most hectic day in the world. You have to buy a sheep. You have to have your chabura ready. You have to go get online in the Beis HaMikdash. Get your sheep shechted. Go through the process. Take it home on the sticks with your chabura. Go roast it on the spit. You're supposed to do the karm pesach via darf tzayin. Sit down and then avada al matzis umarerim yechlu. That's a karm pesach. But like we have no issues the way we have the Seder. But imagine if you were around when they had a Seder via Zdarf Tzayin, and for many years, for sure, growing up by your father, and for many years afterwards, you had a Seder the way it should be, in Yerushalayim, with the Karban Pesach, with the whole matziv that it was. It must have been an incredible matziv. And then, there's no more Bais HaMikdash. We're supposed to get together in a house and pretend. It must have been impossible. It must have been impossible to conduct a Seder. When it's impossible to conduct a Seder, your man is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who, in the end of the Gemara in Makkos, when all of the other Chachamim saw a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, cried and ripped their clothes, Rabbi Akiva said, amazing. Because if the bad Nevuah in Uriah is Niskayim, that the Beis HaMikdash will be left fallow, the Beis HaMikdash will be a disaster site, then I see that the Nevuahs are happening, and then the Nevuah of Yirmiyah is going to become true, and then the Nevuah of Zechariah is going to come true, and there will be another Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva is the only one who can make optimism out of disaster. So in those post-Beis HaMikdash years, the man to go to, the Seder to go to, was Rabbi Akiva's house. And that's why even Rabbi Eliezer the Rebbe went to Rabbi Akiva's house for the Seder. So Rabbi Eli Baruch tells Tzu, there's Rabbeinu Manoach, who's one of the Rishonim, that says that when you sit down by the Seder, it's all a reenactment of Mitzrayim. And just like we saw in Mitzrayim, that every single one of the tzaris was a direct cause of future Yeshuas. Every single one of the tzaris, every single one of the punishments, the horrible things we had to endure, was a direct, it contributed to the Yeshua, and we could trace the line. So they enslaved us, Uri Yatsu Baruchosh Gadol. So they killed our son, so we had Shisha Bekaras Echad. Every single Unglik that the Mitzrayim put us through was a makam of Hailada, of Tzmichas Yeshua. And therefore, when we sit down at the Seder and we look at our tzaris, We have to know that that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us. Any bad that we've gone through and that we are going through, any tzara that we're in and that we suffered, is going to be not a memory we could forget. It's not going to be a tzara that we want to forget. It's going to mamish be the makar of the geula. And that's why they went to Rabbi Kiva's house. Rabbi Kiva is the master at finding positivity in disaster. So that's one hara, Beli Baruch had, beautiful hara, on the people at the Seder. A second hara he had is incredible. It sounds like, from the story, that the Rebbes were sitting at the table. No Talmidim. No Talmidim. The Talmidim came... Shine tzeit, you have to go daven shachar, stop it, rabbis, come. Where were the Talmidim? Why weren't the chassidim by the Rebbe for the Seder? Why weren't the Talmidim by the Rebbe for the Seder? It seems from the story that, oh, huh? Even the Litvaks. So why weren't the Talmidim at the Seder? It seems pretty clear from the story that they were not at the Seder. So Rabbi Baruch said, this is a source for an amazing story with Rabbi Rucham, the Mirror Mashgiach, not the Bal Yerach Umayad, the Mirror Mashgiach who was Nifta in the 30s. So this is an amazing story which should give us such respect for our Siddurim. There was a Bachar that came to Rabbi Rucham, an out-of-towner, and he wasn't going to go home for Pesach, and he came to Rabbi Rucham with the following question. He had gotten access, he had gotten an invitation to be the Seder by the Chofetz Chaim. He could be the Seder by the Chofetz Chaim, or he could go to his father. What should he do? Should he go the Seder by the Chofetz Chaim, or should he go home for the Seder? I don't know who his father was, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't anything near the Chofetz Chaim. Yeruchim thought about it and said, you absolutely should go home and not go to the Chofetz Chaim for the Seder. The place you need to be by the Seder is by your father. And Rabbi Yeruchim proved it from an incredible Rashi in Shoftim. In the Pasuk in Shoftim, it's describing how at one point in history, Klal Yisrael was in a really, really bad place. The Mayavim had starved us out. They had taken our farms. They had taken our farming equipment. It was a really, really, really low time in Klal Yisrael's history. And the Shefet at the time was Gideon. And Gideon was lamenting to the Ribbono Shel V'ayei kol nifla'isav asher safru avaseinu. Where are all of the wonders and the miracles that our fathers told us. Rashi says, Rashi in Shoftim, Pesach haya. This pasuk happened on Pesach. Amale emesh, yesterday, hikreni abba sahalo. Gideon, the Shoftim, was talking, I remember it was just yesterday, I was by my father's house for the Seder, V'shamativ shayayomer b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim. Gideon was complaining to Hashem, Hashem, where are all the miracles? Where are all the miracles? Where's all the gutzkeit? Where's the savior? It was just yesterday my father was reading at the Seder b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim. This is a pasuk in Nach. Gideon didn't know b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim? Gideon also said hallel like me and you. He said B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. He was aware of it. He's saying that my father said at the Seder yesterday. What does that have to do with it? Said Rabbi Yeruchim to this Bachar, you see from here that you could know something 100% clearly intellectually, but it's nothing like you'll get from your father. When your father tells you over, when a father tells over his son a story, that's the only thing that can make it 1,000,000% real. That's the only way, it's the best way to drive home a point. It's the best way to drive home emotion. It's the best way to drive home a feeling. It's the only way to drive home a fact. So when Gideon was crying out to Ribbono Shel'olam and said, Ribbono Shel'olam, it's geferlich. Where are you? Where are you? My father was saying, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim last night. That's the real taina that Gideon said to Hashem. When Gideon was viscerally complaining to the Ribbono Shel'olam, I ain't a floisov. When Gideon was saying, it's geferlich, please. What was the basis of his cry? What was the makar of his cry? My father said, B'tzeis Yisrael. So Yerucham told this bachar, the Chavetz Chaim is the Chavetz Chaim. But for you to experience a Pesach, for you to experience what Yetzias Mitzrayim is, for you to know the Emunah, for you to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of you, for you to know and experience what you need to know on a Seder, there is no one, including the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Yerucham told, don't go to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim is the Gedalei Hadayreis. Rabbi Yerucham said, don't go to the Chavetz Chaim. Go to your Pashat the Yid father in some derfel in Germany, and you will acquire much more Emunah than you will by the Chavetz Chaim. And that, says Rabbi Eli Baruch, was why. These Talmidim weren't by Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Tarfin. The Talmidim weren't at the Seder. You know why? Because they did the right thing. They were by their father for the Seder. The place to be by the Seder is by your father. What's the limit of this Rabbi Yerucham? The limit of this Rabbi Yerucham is that the message, Seder night, is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mamish hashgacha pratis in Mitzrayim and took care of us perfectly. He took care of our food needs. He took care of Kriyas Yamsif. He took care of money. He took care of comfort in the desert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of every one of our needs. He had hashgacha pratis. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw from the first Rebbe Baruch, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees our tzaras now. They are tailor-made and we will thrive from these tzars. The only person that can communicate this to that kid is a father. The only way to get this message across, nish the Chavetz Chaim, nish Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Eli Baruch saying that the Tanoim couldn't express this as well as the guy's father. The Chavetz Chaim couldn't express this as well as the guy's father. You are the only ones that can teach your kids. This is an amazing Vart, but it's an amazing Hischaivus. Get out of here. It's an amazing Hischaivus. We have to like somehow prepare. Think, we all have stories, we all have Maisim. If you could tell your kids at the Seder something that Hashem did for you, that you mamish saw the Yad Hashem, that is, so meaning, you're your kid's father the same way Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were Rabbi Kiva's father, were their father, the same way this guy's father was better than the Chavetz Chaim, so you're also b'tayr as a father better than the Chavetz Chaim. You're also b'tayr as a father better than Rabbi Kiva. That's what he's saying. That's what this Rashi and Shaiftim is saying. You could do a better job inculcating emunah and bitachon your kid by saying over your simple life compared to the Chavetz Chaim. Will do a better job teaching your kid HaKadosh Baruch is in charge than the Chavetz Chaim would have done at your Seder. Incredible Vart.